So these imposters pretend to be you online, and they never stop. And it's hard for the police to even understand what you're saying. It's really simple. They'll fill out a web page, or they'll sign up for some website, put your email, put your name, address. It might be in Germany, it might be in Ukraine, it might be whatever. And innocent people start to email you and ask you questions. And you're like, what are you talking about? Who are you? I don't even know what you're talking about. And you realize that a third party is being used unknowingly, unwittingly, to set you up. Now, this is real, and it's so hard to believe for somebody who's not ever been in the spiritual warfare, and I've been in this thing for 20-some years. They attacked on other platforms before YouTube, and now that YouTube's going down, they're using other platforms. These people are agents of the devil. They're sick. They're Wally Cody. They obsess. They can't stop. They really can't stop. They just can't stop. Now, like I told somebody in the real world, I said, they keep going. She said, if you weren't doing anything, they'd leave you alone. But because you're trying to reach the lost, that's why they attack you. And, you know, Apostle Paul went through it. Jesus went through it. Other saints go through it. These people never stop. I've seen them in the real world try to do this, but the problem with the real world is you can put them in jail. When they're online, they're hiding in the dark. You can't locate them. And even when they fill out these forms on these websites, you call the website and you say, can I get their IP address? They don't even know what you're saying. And you try to talk to the people at the front desk or at their desk at the office, and you say, look, it's not me. They're filling out your form that you have online that anybody can fill out and put anybody's email address on there. Do you not understand? Well, this came from an email. Yeah, it's a fake email. You work in the office and you can't understand what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? Go to your website and look at your contact form. They can post anybody's email and any subject, and it doesn't have to be that person. Do you not understand what I'm saying, zombie? Wake up, zombie. You're being used as a third-party agent to harass people, and you don't even know you're being used. It's sad. That's the danger of putting a contact form on your website, because they can make it look like it came from your website. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's better to have an email address on your website and people can email you. Because a contact form can be filled out by anybody and they can put anything in there and it makes it sound like it came from your website. Do you understand? In other words, if I put a contact form on my website, and I've done this like 10 years ago, you put a contact form and they'll send an email from your server filling out your contact form, pretending to be you, and somebody will say, well, this came from your server. It wasn't me. So it's best to just put an email link on your server or your website because they will get in there and do this. The reason they attack me is because I exposed the legalist. I exposed the magician priest class, the Freemasons, the Jesuits. I exposed the Wiccans. I've decoded the 666 system and show you behind it. The 666 system is nothing but the flesh mind, and behind it is the blood of his cross. Behind every 666 system is the blood of his cross, but man, instead of building on that base program, which is the lamb slain before the foundation world and taking up their cross, they want to be glorified and self-worship, you know. And so man, in his pride, he creates this cube in the flesh mind, and he can't even see his own reflection and his own insanity. So these Wile E. Coyote agents can't even see their own insanity. They will answer. They think they're hiding from, they think they can be hid. But here's what's happening. They're creating a pattern in their own mind of pride, and they're going to get caught not only eventually online, but in the real world they're going to get caught because they've created these patterns in their mind. They've probably already been caught. That's probably what they're doing. They're probably on house arrest sitting in some room somewhere, and they can't, that's all they have is the internet, you know. They can't function outside their little box, you know. Anyway, long story short, if you, like I said, yeah, but what about people who believe their lies? She said, well, they should be old, they should be smart enough now to hear both sides of any story, and if they just believe one side. So anyway, long story short, if you get into this realm trying to pluck people out of Babylon, you have to realize you're in Babylon. While you're trying to pluck people out of Babylon, you're walking around in it. Spiritually, you're out of it, but you're walking around in it. And the game is so deep. The masters or the gatekeepers of the system don't want you to expose what it is because they live and eat and drink off their lies and off their flying monkeys. The whole system's a flying monkey system. And they want to be worshipped. They want to be honored when they're nothing. They want the self-glory. It's just like the Wicked Witch of the West. They want to be worshipped. And they want to steal your slippers, your power. They want to steal your power and give it to them. But they can't take it off of you. They want you to give it to them. They want you to give them the power. Flip your identity. Flip your gifts. Flip everything and steal away what's your power. Another set of people who attack me are the Pentecostals, because you teach lies, Pentecostals. You're a liar. Pentecostals will teach you can lose your salvation, which you can't. But then when you ask them if they can lose theirs, they'll say no. And they're so blinded by their insanity, they can't even see. Well, so I can lose mine, but you can't lose yours. Is that what you're saying? And then they'll hang up the phone or they'll run away because you caught them in their contradiction. And they can't face their contradiction because the Pentecostal religious system is a narcissistic Jezebel system. That's why most of the women preachers turn their hair red, because they know they're Jezebel, and the spirit in them, they have to dye their hair red. Look at all the Pentecostal witch preachers that are women. They turn their hair red for a reason. There's a reason why they paint their hair red. I'm not talking about people who are naturally redhead. I'm talking about the Pentecostal agents who are blonde hair or black hair, and they will actually dye their hair red because they're Pentecostal Jezebels. For real. It's so obvious. And another thing, the reason they attack me so much, because I show you it's a hologram. It's a fractal hologram. And the truth is within the truth. The will is within the will. Ezekiel's will. And so when you start to reveal the mysteries, it destroys their paradigm. When you show that they're just clay creatures animated by the Spirit of God, and it's cartoon land, 3D land is cartoon land, and you show the red versus blue, you show the game, the Turing machine game. They don't want you revealing the mysteries. They don't want you revealing the code, because when you reveal the code hidden in plain view, people get free from it. And they want a system where people are not free. The Pharaoh wants you in bondage and slavery. And so when you get this message out there, when you put this message out there, it has to be attacked. It has to be destroyed because they don't want the truth to go out. And so a lot of people are using the the blockchain to have freedom from these big tech companies and use blockchain. But actually, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy where the blockchain ends up the 666 system. More and more, the cube hive. Everybody has blockchain on their computer and everybody's sharing information. You become the hive. And it's so bizarre of what's happening. It's the script is being fulfilled. As the harder man tries not to, the harder, the faster it happens. You understand what I'm saying?
Hello, may I take your order?
Let me say it again. The harder that man tries to avoid 666 hive mind, the faster it comes on the scene, because it's already written.